What is up, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal King Podcast. This is episode number 219. All right, so today, fresh off a week away, I was down in Vegas. Sorry, no episode last week, but definitely ready to bring the fire today. Because of something that happened, I feel like this is something that needs to be called out. It needs to be talked about more, and that really is the price of success. That's the price of doing anything that would be considered great. And it's not the sacrifice. It's not the hard work. It's actually something different that most people don't even consider. And if you're not careful, it can absolutely wreck your progress. It could wreck your mental state. Really, it can be almost an overwhelming price to pay for success. So I'm going to talk to you about that to make sure you understand it and also how you're going to be able to get through it. Now, having said that, talking about success, I mean, if you're going to be successful, you probably want to smell good. You want to look good. You want to eat good. The good news is you can go to Crossville Meats for all of that stuff. You know, you go there, you can get our Simple Man soap made from our beef tallow here, 100% natural organic ingredients go into that. You can get soaps, you can get salves if you got those dry spots from the winter itch, whatever. Go to crossvillemeats.com. You can shop our soaps and salves. Also, you want to make sure that you're eating the best, most nutritious food available, which of course is Crossville Meats. So go there, get you some steak, get you some soap. Make sure you're doing good on the inside and the outside. All right, everybody, let's get started. So the question is this: how do we live the best life that we can with the limited amount of time that we get to be here? Is it by accumulating success and fame and fortune and everything else that society tells us that we need in order to be fulfilled? Or is it much more simple than that? My name is Derek Wilson. I'm the host of the Primal King Podcast, and we're going to be answering this as well as many other questions as we move forward. What is up, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal King Podcast. As always, super excited to have you on board for a solo episode. So, yes, I was out last week. I was in Vegas, went to the SHOT Show. I will tell you, I've been to Vegas, I don't even know how many times now, probably 10 or 15, I'm guessing, over the years. And when you go to Vegas and you're doing 75 hard, it just hits a little different. I don't know if you guys know what 75 hard is, but you've got to get two different 45-minute workouts in. One of them has to be outside. You can't drink. You got to follow your diet, like all of this stuff, right? And every other time I've gone to Vegas has pretty much been like a fun trip. And I've been down there for work stuff a couple different times, but you know, like the gambling and the lights and all of that stuff, it's just not quite as much fun if you haven't had a few beers, is what I realized. It's actually kind of gets annoying. So there's my Vegas take when you go down there doing something, maybe silly like 75 hard while you're there. But no, it was a good time. But what I want to talk about today, because it's something that actually happened when I was in Vegas and it came out. So a lot of you know, I used to work at a company called ClickFunnels. My old boss, Russell Brunson, he's still running ClickFunnels, and he found himself in like a pretty big controversy this past week. And, maybe some of you who are in the kind of our local-ish area in Idaho, it's been all over the news. So basically what happened is this video came out of him. He coaches his son. Actually, Russell was a Division I wrestler. And, I think he was like in the top of nationals as a high schooler, top two or three national ranked wrestler. Anyways, big time wrestler. And now he coaches his son and has coached him, I think, the last couple of years. And they were at a match. And basically what happened, and I'm not a wrestler, right? I play basketball. We didn't even have wrestling here in my high school. So, but I do have like several state champion wrestlers in my family. In fact, like on my mom's side, almost everybody over there is a wrestler. So I've been around it. I don't know it much. So I don't want to sound ignorant when I talk about this, but essentially what happened is you could see it's from this upper deck camera angle of Russell is on the side of this match and his son, it looks like, is getting choked out. And I've heard some people say it was a legal choke and other people say it wasn't, and it's called this move. And so there's been some controversy around it. Russell is, you could kind of see him yelling at the official saying that he's choking my kid out, basically, and they don't stop it. Well, next thing you know, Russell goes over there and it appears in this video that he's like punching the kid that has his son choked out, it almost looks like he's punching this kid in the head, kind of, because it's kind of like a grainier video. It's far away, blah, 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 right? Weird angle. And so the kid lets up and the ref and everybody, you know, a couple people kind of run out on the mat, and Russell like throws his hands up and walks off. And like, you could tell he knew he did wrong. Well, then what happened right after that was this incredible just crap storm of everybody coming out and attacking him and he beating on a kid and everything else. And that's really what I want to get into, but I want to kind of tie a bow on this story because that angle looked pretty bad. When I first saw it, I had someone text it to me, and then it's like everyone's texted it to me, and what's going on with blah, 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 right? And it was like, gosh, man, that doesn't look very good. And so you've seen all these people come out. Well, then what happened after that? And I mean, there's news articles, there's talks about lawsuits, about assault and battery and all this type of craziness, right? And beating on a 14-year-old kid and like just all this stuff comes out. Well, then another video angle comes out and it's actually down on the mat, and it looked like somebody probably on their iPhone was just videoing the match. And you could see when Russell runs over there, he clearly taps the kid's arm a couple times. And the kid let up at that point. You could first hear Russell saying, he's choking him, stop, stop, you know. And then he runs over there and he was like, it looks like he's kind of like trying to grab the kid's arm to get him to release the chokehold. And it completely changed the narrative, in my opinion, because I did. It's like, I'm going to give Russell the benefit of the doubt. I've known him for a long time at this point. He's not a bad dude, right? Like, so but it was kind of like, oh man, that doesn't look good. And then you've seen the other angle. It's like, no, he's grabbing his arm. It's not even a huge deal. Now, should he be involved in the match? No. Like, you, as a coach, you can't do that. Now, I know there's people would say, well, if my son was getting choked out or about to break his arm or something, I would rather run out there and stop that than stay on the sideline. So I understand all the different angles to this, right? You know, after seeing that second video, I'm like, it's not really that big of a deal. But now, you know, he's been banned from ever. I believe he can't even go to another match. He's also has a lifetime ban on coaching. So one of his favorite things has been taken away. He's been punished, right? Like, he's been punished. But where I wanted to go and why this resonated with me is because one of the biggest, dirtiest things that you will realize as you're trying to achieve greatness in anything is that people want you to be successful, but not too successful. And I'm not saying this because, like, I want anybody to feel like we're victims if we're trying to achieve greatness. But the reality is, and I've witnessed this in my own life, I've witnessed it with other relationships, with other people. You know, I've been fortunate enough to be around a lot of pretty big players in different industries at different times in my life. For whatever reason, I feel like Forrest Gump sometimes, just being in the right place at the right time. But, you know, it's something that you see to where people are like, yeah, you know, so-and-so starting a business, that's awesome, you know, let's support them. And then it becomes a, like, that person starts getting a little bit big and it's like, oh, so-and-so's arrogant now, cocky now. They think they got it all figured out, right? They're too high on the hog or whatever you want to call it. And then here comes the hate. And what I realized, because I'm still connected with a ton of people in the ClickFunnels world, and what I realized seeing all these people's posts on Facebook and stuff was because I actually heard about this a couple of weeks ago and nothing really came out about it. I was like, ooh, that's bad. It's, you know, but whatever. Well, then the news article started. As soon as the news article started, then the trolls started. And so a lot of these people that I'm connected with, like on Facebook, are putting out these posts just absolutely bashing Russell. He should be in jail. He should be in prison. You know, he should blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, and all of it was a bunch of irrelevant people trying to take shots at somebody who's doing something to try to make themselves irrelevant, right? It's like crabs in a bucket. You know, one crab tries to get up to the top of the bucket and is about to climb itself out, and all the other crabs will pull it back down. And then that crab will try to get up there again and they'll all pull it back down. Because the reality is, again, is that people want you to be successful, just not too successful. And Russell has reached that too successful stage in a lot of people's opinions, right? And now that manifests itself a lot of different ways. It might be people see you be really successful and they think you should be taxed more, right? They'll actually vote for people that'll stick it to those rich people. Right? They'll vote for people that will take what you've rightfully earned and try to give it to somebody else. There will be, you know, in all these different areas, you will realize that success comes with a price. And it's not just a price of hard work. It's not just a sacrifice of, you know, doing things right or, you know, being better than other people. It also will come with the sacrifice of certain relationships and certain amount of hate. And for some people, that will buckle them. I know for me, like I don't like people not to like me. I think that's kind of natural, right? Like I think we're naturally, like, as humans, we are kind of a herd animal, right? Like we want to be accepted by the tribe. We want to be around other people who like us. And you get to a certain point and what you'll realize is that not everybody likes you. And that is very, very hard to understand. If you have a podcast, if you have a business, if you put your opinions out on social media, it's fascinating how many people are just sitting there. It feels like waiting to attack you and to pounce on you. They're waiting for you to make a mistake so they can say, see, I told you so. Told you that it was a bad person. I told you Russell was not a good guy. I told you, right? Meanwhile, what are they doing with their lives? And so what I want to get across to you is that if you're listening to this podcast, my guess is that you are somebody who wants to achieve greatness at some different level in your life. Doesn't have to be money. It might be fitness. It might be marriage. It might be dad. It might be any of these things. And what you'll realize is that if you really are becoming great at something, you will get hate. You will get people that are like, yeah, that guy just tries way too hard to be a dad. I mean, who has time to actually go outside and play catch with their kids? This guy's a freaking loser, man. Like, look at him out there thinking he's such a good dad, you know, blah, 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 right? And the people that are saying that aren't saying that because you're actually a bad dad. They're saying that because they realize they haven't lived up to their potential. And once you start understanding where the hate actually comes from, it almost always comes from very, very unhappy people. It almost always comes from people. In fact, it will almost always come from people who are doing less than you. You very rarely will get hate from people doing more than you. Because people doing more than you, they understand what it took to get to where they are. So the last thing they want to do is to be taking shots at somebody who's trying to get there, right? Like when you've built a good business, when you've maybe built a good following on social media, if you've done anything big, you're usually one of the last people to criticize others. Why is that? Because it's like, man, I know how hard it is to build a business. I know how hard it is to build a following. I know just personally how hard it is to build a podcast that has any type of success. It's very, very hard. It might seem like it's easy, but most people don't even make it past 20 episodes. Like I saw a statistic that 99% of people that start a podcast never even make it past 20 episodes. And so that consistency and continuously doing that, like, it's all hard. And so when I see somebody else doing a podcast, I'm like, heck yeah, how can I help you? What can I do to make your life a little easier on this journey? Because I know it was hard for me trying to figure all this stuff out. And it just comes back to, again, like, if you are getting that criticism, just realize it is probably almost certainly coming from somebody who has some form of jealousy, some form of unhappiness in their own life. It's not because of what you're doing. Now, obviously, if you're getting criticized for things that are valid, you always want to be open-minded, right? You always want to be able to adjust if you're doing things that maybe could be done better. So yes, absolutely. Keep an open mind with that. And this even comes down to, you know, it was probably like 2 weeks ago. It was a few weeks ago. Anyways, I was having a conversation with my kids and we were, you know, my son, he's been playing against this same kid from a different town for years. And this kid has just kind of dominated him, right? He's a year older, good athlete, good basketball player. And we were getting ready to play the team. And this kid moved and it's like, oh yeah, you know, we're going to beat him now because, you know, there's, so-and-so isn't playing for them anymore. And that's awesome. And I'm like, dude, no, you don't, that's not how you want to be thinking. He's like, well, what do you mean? And it's like, you want to beat them when they're at their best. We don't want to hope for them to not do well. We want to be the best that we can and beat them fair and square. It's almost like rooting for injuries when you're playing against a different team. Yes, I know it's always good. Like I've been coaching forever, high school sports, right? It's always like, okay, good. That kid isn't playing. But at the same time, then if you win, you're always like, yeah, but well, like, were we actually better? Like they weren't at full strength. Like it's so much more fulfilling and so much better to win when the other team is at their full strength. And so that's what I was telling him. And I told him the Tony Robbins analogy, right? To where there's two ways to be the tallest building in town. Number one is that you build a mediocre building and you go out and you knock down all the other buildings that are taller. You're going to be the tallest building in town. Great. There you go, right? But the better way is to be so good that you build your building bigger than everybody else's and you're not even affected by what they're doing. You're not even worried about how big their building is because you are so focused on being the absolute best version that your building is just much taller because of that. And it comes down to that in sports. It comes down to that in life. Like, don't hope that everybody else's buildings fall down to make yours the biggest. Like, go out there and figure out how you can build the biggest building. And so, and my son now, he's starting to learn that. And what was super, super awesome is that we were having that conversation, and then he ended up playing another team from another school that had that player on the team, and our kids won. Like, my son's team won. So they beat the good player, the one that he was hoping he didn't have to play against at the other team. Well, he moved to this new town and was there, and we beat him. And so he, after the game, was just so excited. He'd been losing to this kid for like 4 straight years. And he was so happy. He was like, we finally beat him. We shut him down, you know, finally, blah, blah, blah. Like, he was all stoked about it. And it's like, yeah, that's because you realize that you beat somebody at their best and it took your best. And now it's so much better. And kind of coming all the way back to with Russell, it's like, if you're trying to tear Russell down because he had, and it was a mistake, right? And I know he would say the same thing. In fact, he's even said as much. But if you're trying to tear somebody down because they make a mistake, do you really think that's going to make you the tallest building? No, it's not. If you see somebody that goes out there, I remember several years ago, I was doing P90X. This is like 15 years ago, probably. And I was fat before that and probably still fat during it, but I was getting a little bit more in shape. And we had this, I don't know, it was like a birthday party or something at a park down in the Boise area. And there was this guy, probably like 35, 40, and it wasn't like super warm out. It was like springtime maybe. And he has a shirt off and he's walking around. He's got like 6-pack. Dude's pretty ripped. And somebody like made a comment like, oh man, look at that douche. And I'm like, actually, I think it's kind of cool. And they're like, well, what do you mean? And I'm like, I've been doing P90X and I've been out of shape for like the last 10 years of my life. And it's really hard. And like, I'm working really hard to get in better shape and I don't have a 6-pack. So like, that dude's probably worked his butt off to try to get that 6-pack. I ain't going to tear him down for that. Like, I'm going to be like, dude, good job. Like, way to go. Because there's very few 35, 40-year-old people. If you look around, there's very few of them that still have 6-pack. In fact, there's very few of them that actually would probably even be considered fit. So when you have somebody who's done great with his body, why would I want to tear that guy down? That's something that I was trying to do at that point. And so it's like that in so many different areas. You know, if you see that couple that has this great marriage and you're like, man, they seem so happy together, don't be the one who's sitting there waiting for them to not have a good marriage anymore, right? Like, learn from them, aspire to be like that. If that's one of your goals, to have a good marriage. I feel like we're just like that crabs in a bucket mentality. It kills you. You will never have success by tearing somebody else down. It doesn't matter what they've done. Maybe somebody did something awful, right? Like, you sitting there and wallowing in that awfulness of their life will not improve your life one bit. It might give you that dopamine hit of like, okay, good. See, they aren't perfect. Okay, great. You got that little dopamine hit. You feel better about your miserable life for what, 5 minutes? And then you're still back to where you were, which is living a miserable life. So I mostly wanted to record this because I seen all that hate, all that vitriol. It was nasty. It was ugly. It was everything in me not to get in the comments of all of those posts and be like, you're an idiot. You're an idiot. But it's like, I don't even want to hop into this. And then I kind of felt guilty. It's like, maybe I should defend it, Russell. You know, I view him as a friend, but I don't want to be involved in the negativity of it either. It's almost like, just let these people go back to obscurity in their miserable little lives and continue hating on people, right? Like, so I didn't engage. But at the same time, like, I just want you to know, because I don't think it gets talked about enough, that if you want to have a great body, there's probably going to be people that whisper behind your back about how crazy you are, how dumb it is that you have a strict diet, or how stupid it is that you want to be in shape. Why can't you just be like everybody else and have a dad bod, right? Like, if you're striving to, build the best business that you possibly can, there's going to be people. It's like, well, you know, what do you even do for fun, right? Like, what do you do when you're, you know, you guys just work all the time. Like, I hear it all. You guys just work all the time. That's all you ever do. You ever have any fun? It's like, well, actually, I have fun all the time. Like, a lot of the stuff I do, I know people look at like it's bad, and some days it is. But also, like, I actually have fun working. I'm not a sit on the couch person and watch Netflix all day. That's not fun to me. That might be fun to you. That's not fun to me. And so when you start understanding that we're all a little bit different, we're all wired a little different, then you start understanding also that success does have a price. And when you see people who have paid that price, we should be encouraging them. We should be saying, hey, heck of a job, man. Good job. Good for you. You're putting content out there. I know it's scary. I know that, you know, the first time you post that big post and you really share an opinion, it's like, oh my gosh, like, what did I just do? I've been there. I'm still there half the time, right? But at the same time, like, you start getting over that. And then all the people that are hating you, you start being like, they're insignificant. It doesn't matter. Like, I can't even, you know, it's like the old saying, like, lions don't concern themselves with the opinions of sheep. There's sheep everywhere around us. It might be your family. It might be your friends. It might be, you know, your best friends, whatever. But once you start understanding that success does come with a price, and it's not just the work that you put in, but there is going to be hate, there is going to be whispers, there are going to be judgments. Once you just say, I understand and I accept it, you will become a free person to go out there and crush it. You will become a free person that no longer concerns themselves with the opinions of sheep. And then what I would recommend after that is start surrounding yourself with lions and get away from the sheep as fast as you possibly can. Because a sheep will, just like, again, crabs in a bucket, they will pull you right back down. So now, guys, I want to wrap this up by just saying this. If you're striving to do something great, if that's your body, if it's your business, if it's your marriage, if it's your whatever it is, understand there will be hate, there will be trolls, there will be all of that stuff, but just understand that that's part of the game, and that's okay. It's okay. Don't worry about those people. Focus on what you are doing. Laser in on that stuff. All the other stuff, it'll go away. Because what it also seems like is you kind of go through this period of like, oh, we're so happy you started this little business. And then it's like, oh my gosh, they're getting a little too big for their britches. And the next thing you know, they're asking you for a job, right? Like, that's usually a progression. So also keep that in mind. All right, everybody, I'm going to wrap this one up. Have an awesome day. Have an awesome week. We'll talk to y'all soon.
I absolutely love having you as a listener of the Primal King podcast. If you don't want to miss out on the great content, then it's time to hit that subscribe button right now. Do not be left behind. And then share your thoughts and feedback with a written review of the show. I read every single one of these, and it helps me make sure I am serving you best. It also allows others to find this content, and it builds this community. Make it an awesome day, and we'll see you next time.